This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, it's Monday, the 18th of July. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. This hour is dedicated to three or four items of interest that are in-depth focus on more murder and mayhem. It's hard for me to call this the Good Day program. I don't know how else to start the program, because this is what people are talking about. The three law enforcement officers in Baton Rouge that were killed on Sunday, three others wounded in an apparent attack by a former U.S. Marine. One of the things that becomes a sticky wicket for me is when the news media uses words like apparent. This is so obvious, and so I looked at this first paragraph, and the only reason I read it that way is because I wanted to be able to give you a focus on what you read and how you synthesize the information yourself, whether you hear it from a newscaster or a broadcaster, whether you read it, you see it. It's not apparent. It is obvious that these three officers, Montrell Jackson, who is 32, Matthew Gerard, 41, Brad Garofola, 45, one officer in critical condition at last check, another was shot, non-life-threatening injuries, recoverable. There are other officers that were shot, not identified, but the gunman was identified. Gavin Long was 29. Officials say he died at the scene. He'd driven to Louisiana from his home in Kansas City, opened fire on the officers as they responded to a 911 call. The records that I'm looking at show that he served in the U.S. Marine Corps as a data network specialist for 5 years. He was in Iraq in 2008, had received a handful of medals for his service. Officials are now probing what links he may have had to any anti-government groups that he had shown support for. And so with that in mind, let's get a backgrounder, a sort of news backgrounder, to this Missouri man and to the story in Baton Rouge.
We're asking people to pray for the families, pray for those officers in general who put their lives in danger every day, and pray that there is a city that comes together. And I guess, Greg, the other thing that really pains me greatly, after you watching all of this rhetoric back and forth and venomous stuff spewing out of people's mouth about officers and everything else, just think about it. You have somebody break into a pawn shop with the sole intent of getting weapons to kill officers. And then you have this horrific thing that happens this morning. Common sense needs to prevail. The city needs to be the great city that it is. And I know I'm not, and a lot of people are not, going to let folks take the city back behind their personal agendas.
Okay, so that's the mayor of Baton Rouge, Kip Holden, usual political sort of stuff. I don't know what you do say in this circumstance. What do you say? How do we deal with our anger about this? Everybody's outraged over the shootings. Okay, so there's outrage. What are you going to do next? 888-302-3684. The city becomes an armed camp. You're a police officer. What do you think of this? By the way, Baton Rouge, not that far, I think it's what, about 80 miles from New Orleans, as I remember. I was on a station in Baton Rouge for a long time and was there, I think, two or three times over that period of time. It's hot there. It's humid there. It is. That's not the reason for these sorts of things, but it's just out of control. And for what reason? Anyway, you can come up with all kinds of reasons. There's a lot of violent speech surfacing online surrounding these shootings. The FBI cited calls on social media to purge the police in that city. There was a notice put out by the FBI's New Orleans office last week mentioning threats to law enforcement, potential threats to the safety of the general public. This is all because of the shooting of Alton Sterling, a man of color, shot and killed during an altercation with the police there July 5th. A lot of protesters taking to the streets because they don't like what they see in the video, and I can't say as much blame them. But there's always a story behind a story. But that video of the police shooting him doesn't make the police look really very good. Then there was a protest in Dallas. We all know the story of that. Protesting this. Department of Homeland Security said it is in contact with the FBI. There's so much government involved in this. It's costing so much money and so many lives. What are we going to do? How do this, the insensitivity, if that's what it is. I mean, where's the line here? People who do wrong, who are breaking laws, need to be held responsible for breaking the law. And then, under the circumstances, are police pushed too far? Do these people goad them? Do they bully them? Do they disrespect them? Do they make it difficult to get caught? And as a result of that, these sorts of things happen. This is dangerous stuff. And I had said to you a number of times, looking at astrology, starting about 2.5-3 months ago, there were five planets that were what is called in retrograde. There now are only two. It's very unusual for all these planets to be in retrograde at the same time. I'm going to have somebody who's better at this explain it later this week. But far be it for me to tell you that this all makes sense, because it doesn't. There is nothing about all of this shooting, all this killing. It just doesn't make any sense. You can understand why people are angry, understand how people are sad, understand how people want to do something. But what do? The governor and all these politicians, all they can do is talk. Governor said, this is an unspeakable and unjustified attack on all of us at a time when we need unity and hearing. Okay, so that's pretty much simplistic garbage talk that doesn't do anything. Yeah, we do need unity and healing. That I'll give you. He says, rest assured, every resource available to the state will be used to ensure the perpetrators are brought to justice. And on it goes. You'll hear some of the usual rhetoric from President Obama today, politicians, and there it goes. Distressing, isn't it? And so we spend another day talking about more killing, more violence, more disruption, more upset, and no solution to the problem. Is this the way we're going to live our lives? We're going to wake up every morning to some blitzkrieg of bombing and murder and mayhem on the part of lone people who get a hold of guns that they shouldn't be. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what this fellow's background, the military people. How many people are coming out of the military completely disoriented? Completely lost? And this is at the hands of the government that puts them to work. See how bad the story goes back? You can follow the trail. These people ought not to have been in the service in the first place. Or they crack in the service and then they aren't properly attended to by us. It's our responsibility. We're the taxpayers. We pay. We've allowed ourselves to get fooled into sending troops into these areas in the first place, and then they come back and they're damaged goods, and they do things like this because they're angry. They're angry at everybody. There's so much anger today. So take a deep breath. If you haven't learned how to meditate yet, maybe that's a worthwhile thing for you to do. And hold a good thought for them, for us, for this place in this world. 15 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like two-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline. It is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
All right, we'll get to our 2020 News Quiz question in a moment. I'm looking at some statements made by the president of the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association on the eve of the Republican convention. He says the president has blood on his hands and it won't be able to be washed off because of what happened at Baton Rouge. Officer Steve Loomis appearing on Fox, of course, why did they put this crap on the air? How does this fix anything or help anything? I'm looking at this and thinking to myself, I'm not doing anybody any favors by putting this up. I was actually just looking around for some things that were related to the police officer. I'm not sorry. To the president. And then I was thinking about the Republican convention. Okay, so let's put that together. And here we go. I don't get what comes of those sorts of conversations, but you can be sure that it'll whip up some more of the media mayhem regarding this. Meanwhile, here's something that's not quite as distasteful, although you may find this distasteful. 2020 News Quiz question, a copy of the book by Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work. There is a ban proposed in New York State for synthetic drugs. What are the synthetic? State of New York says these things are out of control. Name one of the drugs that's on the list. The synthetic drugs that are being proposed to be banned by the state of New York. Toxic concoctions of synthetic drugs. I just found out about how this stuff gets made myself over the weekend. My children were explaining how this works. So New York wants to ban, what? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG, 2020 News Quiz question about what New York State wants to ban in the way of synthetic drugs. 888-302-DOUG, 21 after the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Time again for an overview of a very important subject. You and your financial security. Joining me now is Jordan Goodman, who I appreciate because he has a lot of knowledge. He's been touted for a long time. Matter of fact, I think I've known you for quite a long time. You've been on television and radio as America's Money Answers Man. Now you got the answer for people who are full of fear because of Brexit or whatever other influence. You know, I get a kick out of the Wall Street guys because if you have bad gas, the market goes down. In this circumstance, I mean, it is. These guys are nuts. But here, you've come across something that people are very eager to learn about. And one of the reasons it's important now is because of the ripple effect of Brexit, right?
Right. So what happened is with Brexit vote in late June, it was a real surprise for an awful lot of people. It caused tremendous volatility, first plunging, then soaring in the market. One thing particularly, Doug, was in the London real estate market. It plunged about 20% in the last month or so. Huge. Because it had been a real booming area.
Very expensive to buy real estate in England. If you know anything about English real estate, it's very expensive.
But it just got a lot cheaper because everybody's rushing for the exits. So there's about $20 billion in real estate funds over there owning that commercial real estate, which had been booming. And now everybody said they wanted to sell all at once. And they stopped redemptions because they don't have cash. They had all their money tied up in real estate. You can't go sell an office building and 10 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. So that's caused people to freak out even more in Britain and meant a lot of money's coming from Britain, from Europe, from around the world, frankly, into the U.S. Treasury market, which is why our Treasury yields have fallen to an all-time record low of 1.3%. And our real estate market's doing better as well because all that money's coming in here.
So why is it bad if money is coming in, if they're seeking security? Doesn't that mean there's some, is it just security or is there some sort of return? I mean, the difference between security
well.
And return.
Yeah, in the United States you get 1.3%. In Germany you get minus 1%. Literally, there's $12 trillion in bonds trading around the world at negative interest rates, Doug. $12 trillion. So
all right, this month,
better compared to that.
Yeah, well, this month you and I have talked several times about this 8% opportunity.
Right.
Secure and safe, the yield that brings people around to saying, huh? That's really, I mean, that's what I hear. I've been telling some of my friends about this.
and they say, wait a minute, no, I can't believe that because...
No, it's real. It is absolutely real. Yeah. These are what are called commercial real estate income funds, and there's a website related to it, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. There's also a phone number, 888-444-2102, and what they're doing is lending money to high quality commercial real estate developers and people doing either new projects or renovating existing commercial projects. They pay the 8% interest, and then actually after they sell the property, typically in about 18 months, you get a share of the profits as well, called profit sharing, which may be another 2 or 3% down the road. So it could be a total of 10 or 11, but for sure you're going to get 8%. You get monthly checks, and you can do it inside an IRA, you can do it outside an IRA, and an 8% return for a 0% world, it's pretty good, and as you say, quite safe.
Right. All right. So what do they, if somebody goes on to the web commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, what are they going to see in that video?
So they explain how it works, and there's about a five-minute video that explains moment by moment how the thing works. Basically, what they're doing is the maximum they're lending to these high-quality developers is 70% of the value of the property. So it means the developers have 30% skin in the game. They're not just kind of borrowing the entire amount. They also diversify amongst many different types of projects all over the country as well.
All right, secure 8% yield. Go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or call 888-444-2102. Check out that video at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Our thanks to Jordan Goodman, who is America's Money Answers Man, for the answer to the question, what do I do if I'm looking for 8% secure money? There's your answer. 28 past the hour.
The new expansion to the Panama Canal could translate into cheaper shipping costs for American farm products. Details today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
A just finished expansion of the Panama Canal means significantly larger ships can now use the facility. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition in Ankeny, Iowa, was at the canal for the inaugural passage of the first ship through.
When you represent an industry in which half of what is produced is actually exported, farmers would be well advised to regard some of these developments that happen in far-flung places. You have these events in places like Panama that really have relevance to the ultimate profitability of an individual farmer in the middle of the Midwest.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Get hot and high. The temperatures are certainly high. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Hi. I can say that. I guess usually let's get as much out of the highs as we can. 34 after the hour. It's Monday. Back again after a weekend of discord and disgust. That's the only way you can look at what's happening to the cities and to the morale of our country. You can say as much as you want to about, oh, we're bigger than this, we're tougher than this. Yeah, we are, but it sure isn't helping things. And the heat this week, something I want to talk about a little bit because it's going to be part of the news cycle, not just the weather cycle, but the news cycle. First, though, let's get to our 2020 News Quiz question. I asked what New York State wants to ban synthetic substances under proposed legislation, which was announced Sunday by Senator Schumer. I don't know why he announced it, because this is a state initiative and he's a United States senator, but he's never seen a microphone or a camera that he didn't want to be in front of, so perhaps that's how this took place. Linda's calling from Bellingham, Massachusetts, listening to the station in Woonsocket. Woonsocket, Rhode Island, is right next to Bellingham, Massachusetts. Matter of fact, I used to work on that radio station when I was a kid. When I was, about 19, 20 years old, I worked on that station. So it was a while ago. Linda, hi, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I worked there, too, at one point.
Oh, did you really?
Yes, not, I did.
Not probably at the same time I did.
No, I don't think so. But the upfront show that's on in the morning, which follows your program.
This program, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
and I didn't know. I've been listening to you for quite a while. I really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
And the answer is synthetic drugs. No surprise there.
Nope, synthetic marijuana, other drugs, 24 substances, in fact, are
exactly.
Things like K2 and spice. Now, I have no idea what either of those are. Do you? Are you more sophisticated than I am when it comes to this
stuff? Well, you know, in 1982, I started working in this movement with the National Federation of Parents when we were trying to take care of a lot of problems of what was coming into this country in drugs. And it was during the Reagan administration. Nancy Reagan got a lot of flack for saying, just say no. But,
yeah.
You know, unfortunately, we're an abusive society. And nowadays, with all of the technology that is out there for young people, guess what? This is a drug that really mimics the effects of illegal drugs. So what did you expect to happen?
And, you know, one of the things that's beginning to trouble me is I look at all of the things that are troubling about our society. There's so much good you dig around in. But it takes things that are bad, it seems, to bring out the good in us. But yet when you recount, and I don't want to sound like my father or his father, but looking at when I remember my father was close to passing, he said, this country's going to hell. I'm glad that I won't see it. Some years later, I think to myself, well, I don't know about whether I think we're going to hell, but there's so many things that are going on that are things that I'm not able to cope with, or I'm not familiar with, or not a part of what seems to be a part of most everybody else's life. I've never done drugs in my life. I don't understand the culture. I don't understand the... Well, I guess that's not... I do understand the motivation behind using it, because for the most part, it's pleasure, or it's escapism, and, you know, maybe we all do that in different ways. I may meditate or get on my tractor and go mow some hay. You may go to the beach. I may work...
I spend time in my garden. I get out there and I spend hours.
Yeah. But there's so little for some people to do in life. We've made the society so complicated. We made it easy for people to get by without doing anything. And then we also have we have the reality of knowledge, and we have the reality of opportunity. And then you look at these, there are 130 people who have died on synthetic drugs in New York in the past week.
I believe
overdoses
that.
On
I
synthetic drugs. This is like a scene from The Walking Dead, which is a highly touted television program. Why do people want to watch this kind of crap on TV?
I don't watch any of it. I'm sorry. I like Channel 2. I could live with that and have that as my only channel. Sorry, but that's the way it is, because I like the programming.
Nothing to apologize for. I think you'll like this book, by the way. This sets a different tone. Book by Maria Trilogy called Life is Good When You Do the Work. I think you'll find there are about 40 some odd different essays in there about all different aspects of life. We read a little bit more of this. We calm down a little bit and stay out of the heat. Maybe we'll be better off. Linda, nice to have a chat with you. Hold on just a second.
Thank you.
Kara,
thank you.
We'll take care of you. But as long as we're talking about the heat, we certainly are in the dog days of summer, the middle of July, if you can believe it, middle of the summertime. And so we're being hit pretty hard this year. I've been on the West Coast for the past week. Everything's dry there, but most of this time of year, you expect things to be dry. Grass, dead. I was walking by, my children and I were walking on our way to a restaurant yesterday, and it was in a neighborhood where there's a sort of high banking on the homes that are built there, and they all would have grass on the side of the banking. There's nothing, not even the roots are left. So it's pretty hot there. But now I fast forward to where my farm is in Massachusetts, And I know we've had very awfully dry conditions there. It's been tough on the hay crop, tough on growing vegetables, that sort of thing. I'm in Denver this morning, and I was in Salt Lake last week for a day and a half or so, and it was very dry there on the side of the mountains. I got off the plane. It was dark last night, but what I gather is that it's very dry here. It's pretty much dry all over the place. Forecasters warning that some of the hottest temperatures of the season may make the U.S., the country, very hot this week. Here's a news overview of that.
When you have a trough or a dip in the jet stream, you have rising air. A lot of times that results in thunderstorms, rain. But when you have a ridge, quite the opposite happens. We have this dome of high pressure. You can see it here. When high pressure is there, we get sinking air. In fact, when that happens, the heat builds. It more or less becomes trapped inside this dome. Also, during a high pressure situation, you have less sunshine and less cloud cover. Sometimes under these heat domes, we can get record-breaking temperatures. In fact, metropolitan areas can run much warmer than rural areas. These are called urban heat islands. In fact, during the day, they can run 2 to 5 degrees warmer than rural areas, but during the nighttime hours, they can run roughly 20 degrees warmer.
All right, so how is it where you are at this moment in time? Is it high humidity, high temperatures, a little of both? The Midwest is going to be extraordinarily hot. It'll be hot in Cleveland. Who knows what that will produce? But other cities, New York's going to be hot. Conditions could be deadly. If you are someone who's older and you haven't had a stress test, you better either not do anything or go get one so you know what your body will take. It's exactly the equivalent of what happens 6 months from now when we have our first snowstorm and people who are not in shape go out and shovel the snow and they drop dead of a heart attack. The heat will do the same thing to you, so stay the heck out of it. That's a word to the wise, which hopefully is sufficient. 43 minutes past the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
That sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like two-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
Select Craftsman Extreme Grip tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace. Like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Grip tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details. Kit a worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kit as worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
All right, here we are at 46 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. So we talk about this problem that we have in our, not only in our country, but in our world, the violence and the root of the violence. It's religion, it's hatred, it's fear, it's anything. I mean, you can pick, the heat is going to make people violent and crazy today. There's a story over the weekend. And that I saw on the plane here last night, coming from Los Angeles to Denver. It was in the Washington Post. And the study was one that was done by the Los Angeles Police Department in the 90s. And it made a point about some of the current police-related events, the violence. This was going back to the Rodney King era. Remember that and how it stirred everybody up? That was 1991. There was an independent commission that reviewed the police department. It found that no police officers of the female persuasion were among the 120 police with the most use of force reports. The report read, a suspect's defiance and disrespect of an officer often give rise to use of force by an officer. Many officers, both male and female, believe female officers are less personally challenged by defiant suspects and feel less need to deal with defiance with immediate force or confrontational language. That's from the commission report. It also found that while female officers are not reluctant to use force, they're not nearly as likely to use excessive force as many male officers are. There are other, there are a couple of other periodicals, and I think you're going to see this thing replicated in a lot of different places this week as we try to deal with what's going on. There's a conclusion here that I sort of like or appreciate. See if you don't think the same thing. Quote, if de-escalation is the way of the future, then it makes a lot of sense to have the humans doing the police work more biologically and culturally disposed to peace. They're called women. All right. So what do we do with that information? There is a feeling among some of my colleagues that I am really out to lunch when I call for a wholesale change in how our businesses are operated, how our country is run, who's in charge. And it isn't just at the top where women need to be in charge, but it is men have outlived their usefulness in this, the whole business of the tone. And it's got to be set not just in the top tier, because most of the people who have been in charge, especially in political circles, who have had to deal with men under them, have had a lot of the same problems. This is going to be so hard for society to challenge, to accept. But I think if you don't think about things this way, I think we're doomed. The aggression, look at all of these, the shooters are men, the police involved in the problem are men, more women in charge. And I don't say that facetiously. I think that's something we have to be talking about as a way to solve this problem. It's 10 minutes before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Robin Moreno is here with us. She wants you to have a life that you want with the money and time that you have. Some people have more money and more time. Some people have less. So she's here to spend some time to give us some expert advice on how we have fun. How do we know what we need to have no matter how much money or time we have in order to be successful at summer entertaining?
Well, first of all, you know, summer entertaining should be pretty effortless. I think a lot of people are just so excited that summer's here. You know, oftentimes winter lasts so long. So it's really just about making the most of summer and, you know, having memories and maybe entertaining in a way that's maybe thoughtful, not super time consuming, but that isn't, you know, it doesn't really cost a lot of money. And that's the idea is that you can do a lot with you want with just very little. So that's what I'm about. Good intentions.
All right. So, and let's take it to you. Take it to your level. I want to know what Robin does. You've done a lot of things that have received a lot of popular acclaim. The book Practically Posh, The Smart Girl's Guide to a Glam Life. So are you a glamorous person, and do you like to do these things up big time?
I mean, I feel like glamorous is a little over the top, but I think I like to, you know, really infuse style and substance into everything that I do. So the idea, again, it doesn't really need to cost $1 million. It just needs to be a little thoughtful, you know what I mean? And I think a little bit of thought can go a long way. So when it comes to entertaining, one thing that I love is I love throwing themed parties. Because I feel like it's actually easier to plan around because you don't have, then it brings everything together. You know what you're working with, right? So if you have a theme, then you can pick, you know, your colors, and you can pick your food, and you can pick your wine, and you can pick your sort of decor around it. In a way, it's sort of easier. So I'm all about that. This summer, I'm really excited about throwing a fair ghosto party. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not. Well, tell us about that.
So it's actually really cool. So Ferragosto is a huge Italian holiday. So it is the biggest Italian holiday besides Christmas in Italy. And it literally everyone in the country celebrates it. So it dates back centuries. And Ferragosto actually marked the time at the end of the long harvest. So this is when aristocrats would, you know, break bread with field workers. And they would come together, they would sit down, and they would share a meal. And if you think about it, if you think of those beautiful imagery of, you know, being in the vineyard, or in a field with like long wooden tables and just easy stuff like cheese and, you know, good bread and wine. That's what really Ferragosto is all about. So all you would need is Italian food and, of course, some Italian wine, because that makes any party.
Italian wine. That name, I'm going to guess you have some Hispanic background in you. Is there such thing as a good Hispanic, or a good Mexican wine, a good Spanish?
I myself am Mexican-American, and so it's not super renowned, but there actually is a Mexican wine region. It's near, it's actually just below San Diego. It's at the top of Baja, and that area right there is starting to do really good stuff. It's really, it's inland, I think, from Ensenada, if anyone knows that, and there, I think the sort of terroir, if you, so to speak, I'm saying this wrong, but you know what I mean, the land, the air, the soil comes together to make some really nice wines. I'm from Texas, so there's actually really nice wines in Texas, and of course Spain has a lot of beautiful wines, but Italians, I would say, you know, Italian or French, they really are the standard bearers when it comes to wine, and so, you know, there's a company I love that's called Barone Fini, and it's just because they've just been doing it a lot longer than sort of New World grapes, right? So they source all of their grapes from old vines, they're hand harvested, and they're just subject to rigorous hand sorting, so really only the best fruit is used. You know, when it comes to the summer, if it comes to summer whites, you know, hands down, my favorite varietal is Pinot Grigios. Do you like Pinot Grigio?
I'm not a wine drinker, but I am interested in touching one other area that is appropriate. When you're entertaining, what beside wine is a must-have available?
Well, I would say two things. I feel like we would do, in addition to our wine, which is amazing, so either Pinot Grigio or Merlot, Barone Fini is absolutely lovely. I'm all about coffee, because if you're not a drinker, you know, obviously this is something that everyone can enjoy, whether you're going to be at a brunch or at the end of a dinner. So Keurig has this limited edition K250 Brewer. It comes in a beautiful, fabulous color. It's a Pantone color of the year. And it's really great because for entertaining, the K250 doesn't just do the single pods that we know Keurig to do. They actually do four cups at a time, which is really awesome. And then I really love, you know, switching snacks up for people. So instead of just a traditional antipasto plate, I'm all right now serving a jerky, which is really nice. It's from a company called Crave. They're totally redefining jerky. It's very culinary, gluten-free, and very tender and moist. So I think that Crave is fantastic as well.
Robin Moreno, an entertainment lifestyle expert, with a focus on your summer entertaining.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.